This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, welcome. I've got many updates for you today on politics, the election, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest of it. So let me just start out with the big news. The DNC will be disbanded after the election. Joe Biden will not be the candidate. He will bow out. He's just been a surrogate placeholder. The DNC and the Democrat, you know, puppet masters, they are fully aware that Joe Biden has no cognitive capabilities remaining, that he cannot survive even a single live debate with President Trump. He would be eaten alive by Trump on stage. But that's not really a concern of theirs, since Joe Biden is not the candidate that they're going to run anyway. But whatever candidate they throw in there, I mean, they might move Kamala Harris up, and then they'll throw maybe Hillary Clinton in as VP or something, or Michelle Obama, or freaking Oprah, who has recently become an anti-white bigot, by the way. I mean, all these people are evil. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres, you know, Mrs. Be Kind to Everyone, turns out to be just an evil, wicked bitch to her own staff members. I mean, they're all fakes. They're all frauds. They're just evil, horrible, unethical people who murder their own babies and want to destroy America. But the good news is the DNC is going to be disbanded. Now, not immediately. It's not going to be the very next day, but they're going down. We'll put it that way. Now, the strategy of the Democrats and the globalists now, knowing that they cannot win a fair election, especially given that the American people are turning against Antifa and the Black Lives Matter violence, the riots in the streets and all that stuff. You know, a recent Rasmussen poll came out showing that people are just sick and tired of it, just sick of all the violence, sick of all the, you know, the arson, the looting, the people being attacked in the streets and everything. They're all just sick of it. So they know they can't win the election unless they cheat. And cheating is going to be very difficult for them because Trump and the DOJ are going to shut down the illegal cheat by mail schemes. You know, the voting by mail fraud, which the Democrats are already running just by mailing out hundreds of thousands of extra ballots all over the place and pretending, you know, pretending those are all legitimate, you know? Of course they aren't, and they're going to get shut down. Trump's going to win the election. The Democrats, their goal at this point is to cause chaos and confusion in order to delay the declaration of the winner of the election. This is their goal now, just mass confusion. They will probably have bad faith states refuse to submit results, just to delay things, just to cause chaos. And then they'll have, you know, more riots and more attacks on the White House and more radical leftists in the streets and maybe a Marxist communist uprising attempt right after the election. Who knows? But what we do know is they cannot allow a fair and free and calm election to take place. They have to cause mass chaos. So that's their goal, is just to, you know, even knowing that Trump's going to win in terms of votes, and especially the Electoral College, the left, radical leftists, they want to make sure that there's enough doubt in place that Nancy Pelosi will try to assert herself as the president because she claims she's second in line. I don't know where she gets that. She's third in line. But anyway, she's going to try to assert her power and try to claim the White House. And of course, the Obama-appointed Pentagon generals and so on, who are radical leftists, they're going to probably try to carry out a military coup as well, but they will fail because most of the military is with Trump. I mean, these top-level generals are despised by the combat soldiers and the mid-level commanders and so on throughout the military. They despise these politician generals, these desk jockey traitors. So they're not going to be listened to. More likely, they're going to get shot, you know, for treason, which is exactly what should happen. So there's going to be a lot of people shot for treason shortly after this coming election. Now, why all of this matters is because the more votes that we can get for Trump, the harder it is for the left to steal the election. Now, remember, back in 2016, Trump won by a landslide, but the Democrats were able to steal enough votes to win the so-called popular vote. That was all election fraud. Those were illegals voting. Those were fake ballots and ballot harvesting operations in California. You take away all the fraudulent votes, and Trump won the popular vote too. And a similar thing will happen here in 2020. Trump's going to win the popular vote as well. But the Democrats are going to commit election theft and mail-in voting fraud and ballot harvesting and just flat-out fraud. I mean, you saw the story about the 20,000 fake IDs that were intercepted coming in from China, right? And many of those were registered to vote in Illinois. So the Democrats actually, they contract with China, you know, in the same way that China is providing illegal weapons smuggling to put heavy weapons into the hands of Black Lives Matter. Well, China's also flooding the U.S. with fake IDs so that fictitious people can register to vote and the Democrats can try to steal the election that way. But again, Trump and the DOJ and Customs and Border Protection and so on, the feds are shutting a lot of that down. Not all of it, but a lot of it. So it's going to make it harder for the Democrats to steal and cheat their way to election victory. But the more real votes that you and I can turn in for President Trump, you know, people like us, the harder it is for the Democrats to steal. So what this means is that we need to encourage every person in America to vote for Trump, regardless of what they think about Trump's policies or Trump's personality. It's simply a defense against radical left-wing Marxists stealing the election. The larger the margin of victory for Trump, the harder it is for them to steal with the fake ballots and the fake voter fraud. And if Trump wins this election, which again, it looks like he's going to, what he's going to unleash against the deep state is going to be historic. The word epic doesn't even touch it. It's going to be historic. You are going to see mass arrests of deep state traitors in the months following Trump's victory. You are going to see a DOJ action against the tech giants and censorship, whereas Kamala Harris is Google's censorship whore, and she takes money from Google. She takes money from all the tech giants and then agrees with their censorship because she's nothing but a sellout whore for big tech, of course, and frankly, for Big Pharma and every other big corporation in America. Trump is going to take it to big tech hard. And now I wish he would have done it sooner, but after the election, there's nothing stopping him because he's got, you know, 4 years of his last term. He can't be reelected. He's going to go after them hard and restore the freedom of speech online in America, which is exactly what we need in order to have this nation remain viable as a free republic, or relatively free. In fact, Trump is actually going to go after Big Pharma in a huge way after the election as well. I've been told this personally by a person very close to Trump. Even though Trump right now, it looks like, oh, he just awarded $1.5 billion to Moderna for the vaccines. And that's true. He did. This is simply to prevent the media from having ammunition to claim that Trump didn't do everything he could to try to tackle the pandemic. Even though behind the scenes, Trump knows that vaccines are dangerous and Trump knows that these vaccine companies are evil. He knows that Big Pharma is founded on quack science fraud, but he's playing the game at the moment. He's playing the game so that the media can't ruin his chances of being reelected. The minute he's reelected, guess what? I think he then finally appoints Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the vaccine investigation group. Trump goes after Big Pharma in a way that we've never seen from any president in America. Drug prices are going to come down by at least one order of magnitude, maybe more. It's going to be epic. So voting for Trump now is really, it's voting to prevent your nation from being utterly destroyed by radical left-wing Marxists, communists, anti-Christians, anti-humanists. There's no other choice now. We either support Trump and defend this nation, or we lose everything. But again, the good news is it's already in the cards. Biden's not going to be the candidate. The Democrats are going down. The DNC will be disbanded. The traitors will be arrested. The looters and rioters in the streets will be either shot or prosecuted. We're going to take America back. And we start it at the ballot box on November 3rd. Once Trump wins, guess what? It's, metaphorically speaking, weapons free against the enemies of America. I mean that metaphorically, not physically, but weapons free against the enemies of America when Trump wins. See, that's why the enemies of America are going to try to create confusion so that Trump can't declare victory on November 4th or 5th or even November 20th, you know? They're going to push this out as far as possible to prevent Trump from taking the decisive action that he is committed to taking once he secures his second term. So keep all that in mind. Vote for Trump. Find everyone you can to vote for Trump. And we're going to see history in the making right here in America. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. And also check out my published stories website, news website, naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.